Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out on the pod today. I know it's a little bit of a weird venue for me to be doing the podcast from. I am at Circa with the show. We are having a blast down here in Las Vegas. This place is amazing. As you can probably tell from the room that I have, it is spectacular. And we are doing our best out here to enjoy it, even though we have seen what the Bears look like. It is ugly, and we are here to talk about it. We are brought to you by our friends over at Remy Martin, and we thank them sincerely for all of their hard work and their partnership. And for those of you who are listening on Apple or Spotify, we appreciate you too. Thank you so much for being a part of all of this. You saw it. Like, it's as ugly as it can get with what the Bears put out there on display at Soldier Field. After being gone for a month, to come back and give the Soldier Field faithful that type of performance is damning in a way that I can't imagine the mental gymnastics that the Bears are going to do in the next 48 hours to try and convince you that they have got everything figured out. They truly don't. They don't have anything figured out. If you look at how this team is played after their bye, and you just look at the scoring by quarter after their bye, there's a whole bunch of goose eggs. There's now two games in a row where you don't score a touchdown on offense. That's the type of stuff that cannot stand. As much as they try to tell you that, no, this is all part of the plan, it's not part of the plan. Not one bit of it is part of the plan or how it should look. It's ridiculous that we are in this place with this team at this point, that the quarterback continues to look like he's backwards moving. And I know that a big part of that, like, I don't want to rail on Caleb. I don't want to spike the football on things that I said in pre-draft, things like me preferring Jaden Daniels, for example, because I don't think the book is done. What I will tell you and what my concern is about Caleb and the Bears is the bad habits are starting. You're seeing him throw off his back foot. You're seeing him being sped up. And that's because he's not protected well. That's because the offense is not schemed well. It is an absolute mess all the way around. And you saw portions of it in Arizona last week. And then this game against New England, whose defense, their defense is not good. They're not good. But maybe what we're finding out is that the Bears' offense is equally not as good. Even with all of the parts that they have, the opportunities that they have with great players to try and make plays. You had to get into the third quarter before Cole Kmet got targeted again. Like, that's the type of stuff where you really question if the coaches know what they're doing. I get that today is a bit of an outlier, and this is me doing the mental gymnastics here. Today is a bit of an outlier because of how damaged your offensive line was. The fact that that offensive line really gave Caleb Williams no chance. You had a bunch of guys who were hurt. You also had Nate Davis pop up this morning with a back injury, and I don't ordinarily do this, and I'm using air quotes for those who can't see me. I don't ordinarily do this when I talk about injuries to football players, but this fits an MO of Nate Davis since he was signed. A guy that seems like he doesn't want to play. Or maybe he was being petty. Maybe he's like, oh, now y'all need me, right? Oh, my back is real tight right now. I got these spasms. I can't get rid of them. Maybe that's what's going on. But I know that they have failed Caleb Williams in a way that might be difficult to recover from. That's where I'm at right now. That's what one of my biggest concerns is are you putting the young man on a path of getting his brains beaten in week to week that is going to fundamentally change who he is as a quarterback? And I think that that is on the table. You got a lot of people chirping in his ear. You got guys showing him bad attitude. You got all of this stuff that's going on in a season where you were supposed to win. And don't forget that part either. Ryan Pohl said that it's time to win now. And what you've seen is a team that's just kind of treading water. And the scary part is, you knew what they looked like. They were able to dominate bad teams. And a bad team walked into Soldier Field and bullied them for 60 minutes. That team is not supposed to be doing what they were doing on the ground against you. But they said, you know what? We're going to go double and triple tight. And we're going to run at them. We're going to attack them. We're going to use play action off of that. You know, the type of things that you do with young quarterbacks to make it easier for them to have forward movement as players. That's what they did in this game. And what the Bears did was continue to regress offensively. There were times again where you had two route runners in the same area. You had them move in the pocket in the fourth quarter and really cutting the field in half. Now, if they're saying that that's where they're at with Caleb, so be it. I don't buy it. I've seen him make more complicated reads in the first few weeks of the season, and even in the middle of the season, I've seen him make more complicated reads. So I don't buy the idea that maybe the game is too fast for him. I will say that when there's a defender in your lap, it makes it very difficult to throw. And he was going through it, being sacked 9 times in this game. It is difficult for me to believe that Matt Eberflus has an argument to continue to be the coach. Forget about the end of the season. And you know I'm not the fire the coach guy. Like, you know that's not how I roll. How can you put that man in front of those men this week as you're getting ready for the Packers game? And have them believe that anything is going to be different going into that game. How can Ryan Poles try and sell that to you? In what world would that make sense? You know, I was saying it on my quick hitter for the score in social media. Hey, man, this is what the end looks like. This is it right here. This is how a team with promise looks like they're moving backwards. I was joking because we all watched the game together. Me, Speaks, Shane, Tanny, Mitch, our boss Kevin, we all watched the game together. And my boss Kevin said, because they have the survivor pool here at Circa, 10% of the people who were left in the survivor pool at Circa bet the Bears today. And now they're gone. They're just gone from this thing, because of how badly the Bears played. But you start looking around and you look at the other games. Bo Nix had Denver in a position to beat Patrick Mahomes. They didn't, but he had him in position. You saw Jaden Daniels do cool stuff. And you look at Washington right now, and you look at the Bears, and you say, did what happened a couple of weeks ago, did that fundamentally change both teams in a way where it was able to propel one team to being competitive? You know, and they lost to Pittsburgh, but did it compel them to be competitive and think about the best things that they could be? And another team just fell apart. There's nothing that explains this other than leadership. Nothing. There is no argument for Matt Eberflus sticking around. If your argument was, he's an incredible defensive play caller, congratulations, because a rookie quarterback on the road was able to engineer drive after drive after drive, was able to convert third downs on your defense, was able to get them to jump off sides, was able to get them to be off sides in late half situations. You have another bust at the end of a half by your clock management and your defense giving up 3 points at the end of the half. Those 3 points mattered. Those 3 points made them feel great and made your team feel horrible.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
There's not a soul. I don't care if it's Ryan Poles or Matt Eberflus or Trace Armstrong or George McCaskey or Kevin Warren. There's no one up there that has a compelling argument for why this should continue. And if you hear someone tell you that there is a compelling argument for this to continue with Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus, they are straight up lying to you, and they should not be believed. I told you a couple of weeks ago that this felt like when you started to hear players talk about the problems that this team has. I told you this is what happens with bad teams, that this is what this looks like from me covering teams and covering a lot of bad teams. This is usually what happens. Things start to leak out. And in this case, it wasn't even leaking out. It was guys talking with their chest about the problems that they're having with this coaching staff. Stuff that doesn't make sense. You go back to the game in Jacksonville and Stacey Dale's reporting about Shane Waldron not having a first 15. And you had people trying to alibi for him then too. Oh, well, it's not that weird. Every single player that we talked to told you that that's not the way that that's done. Every one of them, including the ones on the Bears. And they made some changes and they had a couple of bad teams to work some of their problems out against, and they came out victorious. And now they have another bad team that they play, and what did they do? Dribbled it down their legs. That was embarrassing. Like, let's call it what it is. That was an embarrassing display of football in all three phases. But the fact that your offense has zero identity and cannot protect the most valuable part of your franchise is crazy. On Friday, I talked with Olin Krutz about this, and I said, isn't this the type of week where you just say, hey, we're going to put three tight ends out there, and we're just going to try and run the ball? That's what you would think would happen, is that you're just running the ball. Nope. And they continue to do stuff that's a little too cute. They don't have the necessary offensive toughness, whether you want to talk about that being physical or mental, to compete in this league. And seeing them not be competitive against that team is frustrating as all hell. So, again, my focus now, because I'm not someone who believes in punting on seasons. I really don't. And I think that's what the Bears have kind of done. And it frustrates me, to tell you the God's honest truth. You made a colossal mistake in hiring Shane Waldron. And you haven't figured out how to steer out of it. You may have made a colossal mistake hiring Matt Eberflus, then staying with Matt Eberflus. And if some of the reports that Adam Rank was out here talking about, oh, well, they're not going to fire him at the end of the year, then you've doomed yourself to being this. There's not enough. If he was the 2000 Ravens or maybe the 85 Bears, there would be enough good defense on this team for me to believe that guy's good at his job. And this Bears defense has a lot of talent on it. They're not even able to overcome where this team is at right now. There are no answers. Last week in Arizona, that's what Matt Eberflus was talking about, trying to find answers. He has no answers. His answers are all cosmetic, like his haircut and his beard. There's nothing there. It's an empty suit, a vessel with no creativity, no ideas, and a record of bad hiring. Whether we're talking about coaches being fired because their HR issues or they don't know what they're doing. The fact that you spun the wheel of possible offensive coordinators and this is what you came up with for your rookie quarterback who's going to be here for years and years and years says a lot. And if you want to connect the dots and the fact that he's also represented by Trace Armstrong, just like Matt Eberflus, just like Ryan Poles, just like Luke Getsy, be my guest. And if that's how your hiring practices are going, then I start looking at some other things. I start looking at Ryan Poles and his choices. I think 9 weeks ago, Ryan Poles' approval rating was really high. Maybe as high as we've ever seen a Bears GM who hadn't won anything, coming off of two horrible losing seasons. You start looking at all of those choices that he's made differently because he's gotten the head coach part wrong consistently. He's now gotten the offensive coordinator spot wrong consistently. And he is on the road. I'm not going to say that it's a wrap for Caleb because I think that he's too talented. He is on the road to ruining the quarterback, and it should not be allowed. There's a lot of questions and not a lot of answers at Hallis Hall. And that's all I'm going to say. We'll get back after it tomorrow morning, but you know what the business is. This is trash. And they deserved your boos today. They deserve your derision. They deserve what's getting ready to happen to them tomorrow on the score. I promise you that. They have earned it and continue to earn it while they look for answers. I appreciate you listening and watching. Thanks to Remy Martin for their great partnership. On our YouTube page, if you're not on YouTube, you can check out the room that I have at Circa. It's pretty awesome. I've enjoyed it. I am looking forward to getting home, though. And there's a lot to do when I get home with this Bears team for sure. I'll talk to you next time.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.